You have your Bible this morning, I hope you do. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 7. 1 Corinthians chapter number 7. For the sake of time, we'll begin at verse 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 22. The Bible says, "For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also, he that is called being free is Christ's servant. You are bought with a price. Be not ye servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God." I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God will bear help, on this thought: the master's responsibility. The master's responsibility. As Paul's proclaiming here to the Corinthians, he's talking about the calling that we have of God and how God calls us out of this old life and the world that we live. But the most important thing is that he calls us unto himself. He calls us into renewing of himself in us. That new relationship and that rightness with God that every one of us need, amen, to finish well in this life. I don't know about you, but I'd like to finish well the course that God's put me on. None of us want to be a failure. Nobody wants to be a compromiser. But praise God, we want to finish steadfast in the Lord Jesus Christ. So he said, this calling that we have in the Lord, praise God, the Bible says it's short, it's steadfast. It's a place where we can abide in the comfort and the comforter of the Lord, amen. A place where we can see God moving. A place where the great Master, praise God, takes responsibility for us. Praise the Lord. I'm glad. He said, just come like little children unto the Lord. Amen. I'm glad little children can put their trust in their parents or grandparents, people that's around them that can show them the right way, that can love on them and draw them unto themselves and comfort them and nourish them. That's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. We're out though in the world today, we're falling short, we're coming short. But he's telling us here that there's freedom in God Almighty. There's freedom in serving the Lord Jesus Christ, being a servant of Christ. You say, well, that seems awful, binding. Amen. I won't say it's the thing that'll make you free. When we realize, praise God, the Redeemer liveth, and he ever liveth to make intercession for you and I. That's who Jesus is. That's what he does. Amen. That's his occupation, you might say today, is to set the right hand of the Father and take care of ministering to you and me. That tells me today that I'm never alone. He's never left me, praise God. He's always going to be there with me. He's going to give me guidance and leadership. He's going to point me in the right direction and help me, help you to walk therein. Amen. When we submit ourselves to him, we just become servants, not because we have to, because we want to. Amen. It's like that servant, praise God, that loved his master, and when it come time after working that period of time when he would be set free, he said, I don't want to be set free. I want to stay here with you. He would stand upon the door, against the doorpost, and they would take an awl and run him a hole through his ear, showing that he had committed himself to his master. He didn't want to leave. He didn't want to go somewhere else. He could have, but he chose not to. I want to say this morning, praise God, on the authority of God and the hope and the help I have in him. I could go somewhere and do different things, but praise God, I'm glad God Almighty touched my heart and saved him by his marvelous grace, and I think I'll just go with God. I think I'll stay with my master, the one that's responsible for me, praise God. He's always been there for me. He's always met every need I have, and boy, I thank him and praise him this morning because he is my God. He is my master, and he takes responsibility for me. You think about that this morning. When God looks down upon us, youngins, and he sees us as we are. Amen. He sees us as we are, but he loves us anyway. Amen. Praise God. Ain't none of us perfect. Nobody, no, there's not one of us perfect this morning. That's why we struggle so much in this world, praise God, because none of us perfect. Amen. If we get to watching each other for a little while, you'll start seeing flaws in us all. Amen. Praise God. You may think you're perfect, but you're not. But we serve a perfect God. And we have a perfect Master who takes full responsibility for you and I. Amen. Sitting at the right hand of the Father on high, praise, looking down upon us, watching us as we move and we go about our business and we go about our day. And He's there with us, praise God, to point us in the direction He'd have us go. That'll bring glory and honor to the Father. That's the Son's whole objective today, is to bring glory and honor to His Father. So He gives us the guidance and the instruction, praise God, to walk therein. Because we belong to Him. The Bible says that we belong to Him, praise God, because He purchased us. See, we're no longer our own. Amen. Praise God, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got to realize that He's purchased you by the precious blood He shed at Calvary. Amen, praise God. And whether you want to accept it or not, praise God, He paid a price for you. Amen. It's time that we walk with Him. Praise the Lord. He bought us by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1 verse 18. The Bible says this. He said, "For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold." Now we count silver and gold as cherishable things. I mean, we think silver and gold can buy us out of anything. You know, if a man had a whole lot of silver and a whole lot of gold, you'd be set. I want to say a man with a whole lot of silver and a whole lot of gold ain't got nothing if he's lost without God. Amen. All he has is some heavy metals. Amen. But praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have hope. He says, "For your vain conversation receiveth by tradition from your fathers." In other words, he said, by the manner that you live. Amen. He said, the manner that we live won't get us into heaven. Praise God. It takes the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but, verse 19, "but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ was manifest, praise the Lord, and redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the price that it took for you and I to be saved. Without the Bible said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Without the shedding of blood, there is no repentance. There is no getting in, praise God. It takes the blood. Cain tried to come in. Remember Cain and Abel in the Old Testament? He growed the best that he had, and he brought it as a sacrifice, as an offering. But God Almighty said, "Listen, if you're going to offer a sacrifice, it has to be a blood sacrifice." And his countenance fell, because God wouldn't receive his sacrifice, but God gave him a change. He said, "Hey, you can take and barter that. You can take them taters and corn that you grew with your hands, praise God, and you can take them over there and swap out with old Cain, pray our old Abel, and get you a blood sacrifice, and praise God, you'd be accepted." Amen. It's the shedding of blood, praise God, that brings remission. It takes away the sins of the world, praise God. That's the way God set it up. Amen. The Master, praise God, responsibility is make a way that you and I could be saved. Ain't you glad He took responsibility for that? Brother Scott Ted was teaching good this morning on that blood and those sacrifices. How the bloods of bulls and goats could never satisfy that God had to have, amen, in order for us to be saved. All that blood of bulls and goats and lambs just push that sin back just a little bit. But I'm glad there was a Savior that come from glory, and He died for the sins of the world, and He shed His blood on the cross of Calvary for you and I, and through Him, praise God, we could be free. And the shedding of blood, praise the Lord, bought our salvation, bought our redemption, praise God, freed us from our sin. Praise God. Freed us by the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 8 and verse 36, He said, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." I want to say, praise God, there's one way to be free of sin today. There's one way to be free in this world, is to be free in Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your Lord, praise God. To have that blood applied to your life once and for all, praise God. I'm glad you don't have to do redos. I'm glad if you ever get under under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, confess our sins and receive Him as our Lord and Savior. Praise God. He'll change you forever. Amen. Praise God. Things will start changing around your place. Attitudes will change. Relationships will change. Talking will change. Actions will change. Amen. Praise God. Things change when Jesus becomes the Lord of your life. When the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, when He makes you free, when you become free in the Son. Amen. Praise God. He makes you free indeed. Amen. He makes you free. He said, therefore shall make you free. Amen. I mean, He makes you free. Praise God. In Jesus Christ. Not could be, but should be, but praise God, is free. You are free in the Lord Jesus Christ because He makes you that way. He says, the Bible teaches that we're set free. How? By the Word of God. The very Word of God, praise God, is what makes us free. It gives us the direction. It gives us the information we need to make an informed decision. Amen. That we accept the Lord Jesus and the free pardon of sin. Praise God. He cleanses us with His blood. Amen. Cleanses us. The Bible says He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. All those things that's not right, God can set right. Amen. God can make right through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. When things ain't going well, praise God, just about yet, and plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know. Praise God, knows my every longing. Praise God, keeps me singing as I go. Amen. Praise God, He gives us direction. He shows us the way that we need to go. The Redeemer of men, praise God. Paul said he's bragging on Him because of the goodness that He showed forth. Hey, we be at free men or servants, praise God, that we can be free in Christ Jesus. We can be free from sin, sinfulness. We can be free from this old flesh. Boy, one of these days we will be. Old Paul said, I'm in a strait betwixt two, said, having a desire to go, but praise God, it's more needful that I be here for you. But praise God, one of these days, we're going to let go of this old flesh. We're going to lose gravitation, praise God. We're going to go out of here to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with Him, praise God, on the other side of glory. And boy, I'm looking forward to that because there's a whole lot of things, youngins, that we're going to leave behind. Amen. We're going to leave behind this old grouchy, cantankerous body that we live in. Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
Oh me. Praise God, we're going to leave behind. Praise God, we're going to be in a place and a condition and we're going to be shouting and praising God. Oh, we're going to be so excited. Praise the Lord that you'll never get over that in glory. You'll realize how hindered down you were. Hey, just to be rid and shed of this old body of clay that we live in, it'll be worth shouting these praises through eternity. Amen. Praise God. It holds us back a whole lot, don't it? Amen. It holds us back. We won't come sing in choir because we think somebody might think I sound funny. Amen. Amen. Hello. Praise God. Hey, listen. I pray God. I ain't doing it for you. Praise the Lord. I'm doing it for my Savior. I'm lifting up His voice. I may not do it good, but praise God, I'm going to do it. I'm practicing for when I get there. Amen. I'll be tuned up. Hey, we'd be tuned up, praise God. When we get there, we'd be sounding all right. But we're putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ unto perfection. Amen. He offers us perfection. He offers us liberty in Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Praise God. Now I'm talking about the Master's responsibility to us. What He gives us this morning if we just receive it. Amen. He load us up in abundance if we just receive what He has. James says in James chapter 1, verse 25, he said, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. He said, when we get into looking in the perfect law of liberty, you say, preacher, what is that perfect law of liberty? I want to say that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hey, praise God, He gives us the liberty to worship the Father. Hey, he said, anybody that's going to worship, praise God, has to worship in spirit and in truth. He said, it's grace of God and the Word of God that touches a child of God and gives you that peace and liberty, praise God, to be that God, to begin to bring out that perfected in you. Say, preacher, I don't see many people that look perfect. No, but God does. See, the thing about God that we can't see, Brother Lynn, the finished product. Amen. You and I look at each other and we look like a calf looking at a new gate. Amen. I'm sure there's a whole lot of people look at me and they say, boy, there's a long time play. I said, he ain't going to mount to much. Amen. And they, you know what? They're pretty much right. But I want to say, those that's looking at you, those that looking at me, praise God, they haven't seen the finished product yet. If you're a child of the King, looking for the portals of glory, any day, man, be in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Glory to God. They can't see what God can see, but God sees the finished product. Brother Junior, he sees one that'll be ushered in, amen, before the throne of grace one day. And he said, God's a working on us. Jesus is interceding for us. The blood's been applied to our life. Praise God, not the blood of goats and calves, but praise God, the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to our life. And when he ushers us in, praise God, before the throne of grace, he said, they'll be there. He said, there'll be no spot and there'll be no blemish. Amen. There'll be no tarnished life, praise God. It'll all be cleaned up. It, like we've been made likened to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Presented unto him. The perfect law of liberty brings us into the right relationship with God. He said that this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Now that means blessed in his deeds, but it means to be blessed in his doing. Amen. So you and I, we don't feel, a whole lot of time, we don't feel like we accomplish much. I'll just be honest, sometimes I feel like I fail more than I accomplish. I fail more than I achieve. But praise God, there's a holy and righteous God. He said that a man is blessed in his deed. He said, we get out there, we put our, well, glory. Somebody don't just jump up and say, we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that he loves us and he's there. And we have a heavenly Father, praise God, who has control of everything. Glory to God, that's on our side. They're there to help us. That it's the Master's responsibility. Amen. To help us, praise God, into the portals of glory. To help us when we come before him, praise God. Amen. Not of bond slaves like we would think in this world, praise God, but slave servant of the Lord Jesus Christ because we can. Which brings that joy unspeakable and full of glory, praise God, unto the lives and the personalities of God's little young'uns. Amen. We realize, amen, today, listen, young'uns, that God's got this. God knows exactly where we are. God knows exactly what we need. Amen. So it's when you say, preacher, how does he know? Because it's the Master's responsibility to know. Wouldn't be much of a master, praise God, if you didn't know what your servants needed. Hello? But God Almighty knows exactly what the servants need. Amen. He's already made provision for you and I. That's why we need to put our faith and trust in him, amen, knowing that he will supply those needs. Praise God. That's what he does. So it's the Master, the Redeemer. I wouldn't buy something. I wouldn't take time to purchase something, praise God, if I wasn't going to take care of it. And he paid the ultimate price for you and I when he died for our sins on Calvary. When he came and was beaten and he shed his blood on Calvary. Amen. The Master, Redeemer of our souls, praise God, come to where we are. And he took full responsibility for you and I. In Matthew chapter number 6, amen, the Lord speaks to our hearts. I'm talking about Jesus, praise God. He speaks to our hearts and shows us that the Master's responsibility is to take care of you and I. Amen? The Master's responsibility is to take care of you and I when we put our faith and trust in Jesus. Amen? He promised to be there with us and for us. Amen? In Matthew chapter number 6 in verse 25, it says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Amen. I want to say the Bible says there's a physical man and there's a spiritual man. It's not just what we do for the physical man that matters. He said, but it's what we do for that spiritual man that makes the difference. See, that physical man, we can change it in appearance. We can choose to eat healthy or choose not to. Amen? Most of us choose not to.
Amen.
Because, Brother Bill, they tell us in this world that we live that if it tastes good, it ain't good for you. Amen? So if you want to be healthy, then you got to eat stuff that don't taste good. Eat stuff that you don't like. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that there's something that you can partake of that's good. And God said it's more than just physical, praise God. But He said there's a spiritual element that God gives us. And God said, I take full control of both. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, if you're satisfied in your soul, praise God, it seems like the things that you put into your face, you do it because with thanksgiving unto the Lord, and it tastes better.
Amen.
I don't know about you. I used to be really picky in what I eat. Hello? Anybody with me? I wasn't eating. I still don't like them little old Brussels sprouts. Amen. They just ain't grown up yet. They ain't finished. But there's a whole lot of things I realize, praise God, and I begin to thank God. I begin to bow my head and I praise God for them. I give Him thanks for them. I ask Him to bless them. And these things, praise God, that I used to, I didn't think tasted too good. Praise God, now I like them.
Amen.
What are you saying? I'm saying this, praise the Lord. The Lord said, hey, what we need to do is we need to focus more because of our Master. He takes full responsibility and we put our faith and trust in Him. Praise God, we start to see more and more things, praise God, He gives us that we like. See, this old flesh don't like a whole lot of things. The old flesh, old carnal man that we live, amen, gives us a fit. Amen. But I'm glad, praise God, that spiritual man gives us hope and peace inside us, praise God, and makes us more receptive to what God has for us. So we see the Master's responsibility, praise God, the food and the clothing and raiment that we need. He says, behold the fowls of the air, verse 26, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather in the barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? How many times do we worry and fret over what we're going to do about this and what we're going to do about that? I wonder how many times, praise God, that's old physical man that we live in. That's the flesh that we carry around and drag around all day, every day, 7 days a week, amen, 24 hours a day. But praise God, God said, hey, listen, it's more than that. He said, we've put our faith in the Lord. If we feed that spiritual man with the goodness of God, then we begin to realize that God's goodness will take care of you and me. Amen, praise God. He makes provision for us because that's what He does. The food and the clothing. He said, look at these fowls of the air. He said, they don't sow or reap, don't have barns to store grain in. They get up, but praise God, you get up on earth, especially now, boy, what a blessing. You get up of a morning, them birds are chirping, they're singing at the top of their voices. Praise God, they're just praising God for the good day. That if it was me or you, we'd sit there with the molly grubs on a limb. I wouldn't get up till dinner time. Praise God, because we didn't know where we're going to eat at. But praise God, they just get up and they get to praising God. They get to giving God glory. Praise Lord, then they loose their feet from that little old limb and they sail out. Praise God, expecting God to take care of them. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I say, praise God, the Master's responsibility is to take care of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, well, preacher, I don't know about all that. Praise God, you don't know the God I serve. He's able, more than able, praise God. The Redeemer wanted bottles and paid the price for us, praise God. He's going to take care of us. He said, are you not much better than the fowls of the air? Ain't you far better, praise God, than a little bird? But God said He takes care of them. I told you one time before, they said it'd take a rail car of bird seed that would stretch plumb across the state of Texas, and that's a big old state, just to feed the birds in the world for one day. One day. And God does it 365 days a year, spring, summer, winter, and fall. Amen. How they survive in the wintertime. God makes provision in the summertime. Amen. Praise God. He said, consider the ain't. Praise God. What we need to do is just realize, amen, that God Almighty is making provision for our souls for every day of our life, and just become partakers with Him in His magnificence. Praise God. He said, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto your stature? I have a perfect example of this. A perfect example. My little wife has tried to be 5 foot tall all her life. Amen. And she's thought about it. And she's pondered it. And she's studied it. And she never has. Actually, I'd say she's shrinking. She was 4'11 and 3/4. Now she's 4'11 and a half. Amen. She's drawn up. I mean, we can't think, hey, we can't add nothing to ourselves, praise God. And we might add a little cellulose by eating all the ice cream that we eat, say amen right there. But praise God, not much. We can't add one cubit to our stature. We can't grow anymore, praise God, what God wants you to. Because, glory, hallelujah, because listen, young, God, you are what God created you to be. Amen. He put your DNA in you, and it's yours forever. Amen. Somebody say amen. Praise God. If not, I think you're a bunch of evolutionists.
Amen.
Amen. They think you can change because you want to. Praise God. Listen, that don't happen that way, because your DNA is what it is forever. That means we don't evolve. Hello. Say, we were created in the likeness of an image of a holy God, and the Master took responsibility for us growing up, made you who He wanted you to be, whether it be a little old boy or a little old girl, praise God, that's who God made you to be, because He wanted you to be that.
Amen.
Amen. In your mother's womb, you conceived, praise God, then you came out what you are.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't you let nobody tell you a bunch of phony baloney. Amen. Praise God. You are what you are by the grace of God. Because God loved you, praise God. He brought you in this world that way, and He wants to take care of you through this world that way.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God loves us. Praise. He, that's just the way He designed it. He took responsibility of that. To clothe us, to feed us, to house us. Amen. We can't grow up without Him. Amen. We're trying to. We got a whole world out here trying to raise children without the Lord. It's a catastrophe. It don't work. Amen. We're bringing up a godless society. Amen. Praise God. Bible says, woe to a nation that forgets God. We're seeing a woeful nation because they forgot God. He said, why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, all his glory, his splendor, was not arrayed like one of these. Amen. The lilies of the valley, praise God. Hey, listen, they don't sow the reap. Praise God. They don't spin to make them clothing. But praise God. God Almighty brings them up in glory. Praise God. He said, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? He said, what's the matter? Said, we just don't have faith in God, that God's going to take care of us, because He's promised He would. He didn't only promise He would. Listen to me. Look at me, just say, God, it's God's responsibility to take care of us. Amen? It's His responsibility. And when we lean upon Him, we look upon Him, we follow after Him, praise God, He's there to take care of us and minister to us and minister through us every day. The goodness of God. It's His responsibility to give us that we need. Praise God. Amen? Praise the Lord. He said, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field. But now listen to what He says in verse 31. He said, therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? He said, don't worry about it. You say, preacher, I can't help but worry. I'm just a worrier. Ain't we all? Amen. We'll get in church, and boy, we get pious. And we say, yeah, preacher, I just put that in the hands of God. I don't worry about that. Yeah, right. Amen. You know, the Bible says, thou shalt not lie. Amen. We get in there and we say, I've took that to the cross. I've laid it at Jesus' feet. Praise God, it's in His hands. Amen. It is till we start to get up. And then we worry about, boy, I get up front. Boy, I hope God can handle that. That's awful. Boy, I've carried that for a long time. That's a big old burden. I don't know. Amen. He said, don't have faith to believe that God Almighty said, I love you. I'm here. You're my responsibility. I'm going to take care of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's hard. We live in flesh. Amen. And it's hard sometimes to overcome the flesh that's holding us back, but we put our faith and trust in the Lord because it's the Master's responsibility, praise God, to take care of all that. Verse 13 says, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Clothing, raiment, food, shelter, shit, everything we need. We seek after it because we need it. Amen. Praise the Lord. God knows that. How do you know? Because Jesus wrote about it in red writing. Amen. Anytime the devil comes up and says, well, you know, God don't know about that, but what am I going to do? Praise God, just ask the Lord because He does know. Amen. He knows what we need. He said, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. So the Bible says not only is the Master's responsibility to know where we're at, praise God, to purchase us by the redeeming power of the blood, but to take care of us, praise God. And His response is that He knows that we have needs. Amen. Not only physical needs, He knows that we have spiritual needs. That's why we need to get away from little faith and have a lot of faith. Full faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because of what He's done. The God's response, praise God, to us is that He knows that we need all these things. That's His response. He said, I know. Amen. When we go before the throne of grace and we take our petitions to the Lord, praise God, He knows already. But boy, He loves it when we bring them to Him. We see our children and we educate them. You know, try to nurture them and nurture and admonition of the Lord so they grow up right. So that they know right and they do right. Amen? And the Heavenly Father knows what's right. Praise God. We know what's right. But boy, don't it do your heart good when you're young and come to you and said, Daddy, Mom, what do you think about this? You know, this is my situation where I'm in. Can you give me a little bit of advice? And boy, I tell you, you don't take that lightly. I mean, you dig into the attic of your mind and the depths of your heart, praise God, so you can give that answer of assurance, that answer that'll help. Amen. How much more is our Heavenly Father going to give us the answer, praise God, that'll bring glory to His name? I don't want my youngins to go out one day and say, boy, I wish my daddy told me wrong on this and this and this and this. And I may have told him wrong, praise God, I didn't intend to. But praise God, I'm giving them the best advice I can according to what God says and the assurance that we have in Him. So His response is that He knows that we have needs. And He's there to meet those needs, praise God. It's His responsibility, amen, to know, praise God. But then we know not only does His responsibility, not only know that His response, but we know that, praise God, that God has the resources to meet those needs. Amen. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now notice here, He didn't say that some of these things might be provided, might come along somewhere to help you. God didn't say that. God Almighty, praise God, He says in His, that He has the sources, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, that spiritual kingdom and His righteousness, what's right in the eyes of God, and all these things, everything we need, those physical things, those spiritual things, praise God, He said, shall be added unto you. Amen. He said, they shall be. He said, God said, I'll give them to you. I'll place them in your possession. You shall have them, praise God. Amen. But the Bible says the reason we don't have is because we asked them amiss to consume it upon our own lust. Amen. But praise God, if we ask from our heart knowing that we have need and we have put our faith in the Lord, praise God, God said He knows our need. And He has the sources, praise God, to meet those need. That's why he would go on and finish out in Matthew chapter 6, verse 20-34. He would say this. He should take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Praise God. He said, don't worry about tomorrow. Praise God. Just live today. Do right today. Trust the Lord today. Praise God. And God Almighty will be there with you tomorrow. Amen. The same God that got us through yesterday is going to be there with us today. The same God that brought us into the day, praise God, will be with us tomorrow. Amen. That's just who He is. That's what He does. He said, so we can put our trust and our faith in the Lord. I wonder today, who are we trusting in? Amen. I know we can't trust the government. And I know I can't trust me. Amen. You say, hey, preacher, I wouldn't say that. I am, because I've let me down a whole lot. Amen. But praise God, I can trust the Lord. Because the Lord's always been there for me and He's never let me down. And He has a responsibility. He's the master, He's the chief shepherd of my soul. And he's taken full responsibility for me. Amen. That's why I'm just trusting Him. That he'll guide me in the way He'd have me to go. So I can finish this course. Amen, praise God. The Father has everything that we need. Praise God. One more verse and I'll let you go. In Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4, verse 19, the Bible says this. He said, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. He said, He shall supply all your need according to His riches. It's not according to your riches. It's not according to my riches. It's not according to the riches that the government and the country and the world has. But it's according to the riches that God has in glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. The riches are so great, praise God, that the streets are pure gold. Amen. That's the riches that God has. And He said He'd supply all of our needs. Why? Because He's got the resources. Amen. Pray. Hey, don't struggle around this world, praise God, where we don't have resources. Go to the throne of grace. Go boldly before the throne of grace. That we might receive that and receive help in the time of trouble, time of need. Amen. From the very source, praise God, of God Almighty through Jesus Christ. Amen. We ask, praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus intervenes for us. He's our mediator. And He goes to Him. He said, Father, we got a need over here. Amen. Praise God. And the Father said, hey, we got a whole storehouse full of that. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got a whole storehouse. Just send how much they need. Praise God. That's what God does. He's got sufficient to meet our need. Praise the Lord. When we just trust Him, praise God, the God of heaven, the Master's responsibility is to me and you to take care of us and to give us that, praise God, that encourage us in our bodies and get us through this whole world and touch us in our spirit that we might have a spiritual relationship, a spirit revival, praise God, as we go. Amen. Not get caught up in the humdrum of the day, but be rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ and praising Him and giving Him glory every day, because He is God. He's the one that makes a difference. Amen.